afternoon. My name is Bob Hay. I have the pleasure of being the president of the board of this wonderful arts organization. President of the board, what does that mean? Well, what it means is if you come to them and say, I think I want to play in your band, they say, well, we'll let you in if, as long as you be president of the board. So I get to do that. I want to be the second to welcome you to this fine performance, however. I'll get to that in a minute, but it's so important to have a nice audience because, you know, if you folks weren't here, we'd have to call it a rehearsal, and it's just no fun. Although we have a lot of fun in our rehearsals, and I want to thank the Esther Simplot Performing Arts Academy for letting us use their fine rehearsal space every Saturday morning when we get together. And we call it a rehearsal. It's like kind of almost a party, but it's a rehearsal, so we do that. So I want to give special thanks to Scott Bilderback. I was here at a performance of Critical Mass last night, and those two Christmas trees on either side were where our bass drum is and our tuba is back there. So you can imagine that if they hadn't taken the pain of moving all those trees off the stage, we wouldn't have some instruments here. That was kind of a bad thing. So there's a few young folks in the audience, and I just want to point out that, you know, playing in a band or an ensemble, orchestra band, whatever, is really a team sport. And as you look at what team sports you want to get involved in, I will tell you something. That is that this is one of the few team sports that we actually get better at as we get older. And there are a lot of team sports that I don't think you can say that about them. And the reason we get better is that we have some fine music leadership, and we have our current conductor, Kelly Smith, who's standing over there. And we also have our founder and conductor for the last 13 years, Jim Perkins. And Jim retired last summer, whatever. But he's still with us. He's still with us. And Jim, would you stand up? Jim is playing the French horn for us, and that was what he did for a lot of years. Jim's an amazing person. He's been a musician. He's entering his 10th decade of musician life, and he's just amazing. But, you know, in terms of all the things he's done, I'm sure he's done a lot of musical jamming. And he hasn't stopped, because every year he creates a jar of homemade jam for every one of the band members here. So, you know, you can imagine. he keeps us poor, starving musicians so we can make it through the winter. It's really very helpful. So I just want to point out that if you haven't seen it, there's a link to our website is in your program. In that website, you will find that there is a schedule for our future events and also a video recordings and audio recordings of past events, that if you want to listen to some more of our events, you're welcome to do that. And thank you to the audiovisual folks that we have up in the balcony here. This performance will be recorded and a video will be posted to our website, hopefully in a few days when there's a regular chance to do it. And so our next concert is on March 3rd, and according to our maestro Kelly Smith, it's going to be really wild. It's a wild, wild west concert, I think, right? So hopefully you can all join us for that. So once again, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you all here, and I will pass it over to Roxanne, who will tune us.
Thank you. So the French horn players asked me to talk a lot. But that piece you just heard was a Christmas festival, which has been around forever. I can tell you that for a fact because I played it when I was in high school. So I know that it's been around forever. And it was done by Leroy Anderson. Now, Leroy Anderson was the staff arranger for the Boston Pops Orchestra while Arthur Feather was the director. So he went to Harvard. I was reading up on him. He went to Harvard, and that's where he got his bachelor's and master's degree in music. And then he got a doctorate in foreign language. He became fluent in Danish. So I'm just reading what Wikipedia told me he was doing, so what can I say? This is the next song we're going to do for you is Do You Hear What I Hear, and then going on into Snowbells.
Thank you.
So White Christmas is next on the program. And Irving Berlin lived until he was 101. I thought that was pretty amazing, the fact. But he came over from Russia, and his name was Israel Beline. And he changed his name, of course, to Irving Berlin. Now, a story I told these guys yesterday is Irving Berlin taught himself to play the piano. But he only taught himself on the Black Keys. So he had a clutch and a shift thing made so he could change keys and still play only on the Black Keys. So that's how he learned to play different keys. So from what I've heard and what I've seen and everything else, this piano is in the Smithsonian. So if you're ever back there, take a look. Next piece, White Christmas.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's not a band concert unless there's marches, right? You gotta have marches. So, this march is called, well, think if you were sad when you were Santa. It's called March of the Sad Santas. Called The Most Wonderful Christmas, and it's got songs like Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Thank you. Thank you.
this is the time you get to sing with us. We're going to do, and it's all song you should know, Jingle Bells, Deck the Hall, Silent Night, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And I've asked Dave Hutchins from the horn section to come up and lead you in this sing-along. Was it something I said?
This is you guys.
And he wrote it in the sunshine. He wasn't back east, he was on the west coast. Sun was shining bright, and that's when he wrote Sleigh Ride. Now, tubas. They told me to watch out because if I walk away, it might get faster.
Thank you.
there's a couple things I'm supposed to remember to tell you. First thing, we have Santa. Santa will be here in the back, and if you are so inclined, he's got candy canes. So he's handing out candy canes. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this piece called Jingle Bells Forever. It's a march. It's written in the style of Sousa. And, let's see. Oh, yeah, listen for the piccolos and the trombones and low brass. Don't forget to go see Santa. Thank you so much for making our holidays wonderful. And remember, March 3rd, Western focused. Thank you for being here. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.